Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is Mr. Gadgets once again. This would be Dog Days number 7, lucky number 7. Lots of significance, I guess, and people who pay attention to numbers and things like that, even religious kinds of things, when there's religions that pay attention to those. And this is kind of a different kind of a subject, kind of like the Tai Chi one that was number 6. This is something actually came up in discussion at the Tai Chi class, and we were talking about various and sundry things. Somebody made the comment that the most beneficial thing about the Tai Chi class was the breathing, even more so than the Tai Chi movements at the end that we're learning. Some of us more progress than others. And Tai Chi is a path, right? It's never a destination. You don't ever master Tai Chi. I mean, there are Tai Chi masters, but you're never finished with Tai Chi. You're always perfecting, right? But the favorite thing is the breathing, which I have to agree on. The immense health benefit, and that was my ending for number 6. But the other was the discussion, and I think the discussion after the breathing and before the movement is probably my second favorite thing. And the discussion point was going on various points, and one person mentioned that, I guess we were talking about painting, and then it got to animals that paint and will depict things, and somebody mentioned, I believe it was the instructor mentioned, that Coco, the gorilla who can paint, I guess that's what brought it to his mind. Coco could sign, of course, if you remember the story of Coco, and so you could communicate with Coco about various things. Apparently, according to Coco's way of thinking, the past was ahead of her, and it was the future that was behind her, because she couldn't see the future, but she could see the past. This falls into various kinds of thoughts that I've had, and it's nothing unique to me. Other philosophers have pondered on this for years. I mean, one could argue this is part of the whole basis of what philosophy is what is it that makes us human and, you know, maintaining self-awareness. And so part of that self-awareness, in my way of thinking, is time, right? And the awareness of ourself within the stream of time. Because the one thing that we all have in common is the fact that this material world that we're all living in, whether you think that we were placed here for a purpose, or it's just a random act of some Higgs boson particles causing the universe to exist, cause gravitation could exist, and then random acts of chance that have led us to a planet that is capable of sustaining life that could then go through its thought patterns and become self-aware. Whatever it is you think is the why we're here, the whole concept of time is the one common element, no matter what we believe, as to the whys and the wherefores. We have to agree that the one common thing is time, even though there are some scientists that are now arguing that time is something fictitious that we kind of make up. But, you know, whatever it is and whyever it is that we perceive it, it is certainly the common element to everything, be they self-aware or non-self-aware. So, this whole concept of time and how we perceive it is very fundamental. I've actually had some thought pattern, and I guess this would be a basis, or at least part of the thought pattern that would go into, and part of the speaking that I would do if anybody ever asked me to deliver a sermon, a dubious prospect at best. Part of my sermon that I would preach would be about this whole concept of the past and the future and how we see it and how we look at it. And certainly this whole concept that Coco had is certainly unique, right? You know, you can't see the future. The future, essentially, you can't see, though, not because it's unknowable. We can make reasonable predictions on what's going to happen to the future based on what's happened in the past and where we are now. But we can't really figure out exactly which path it's going to take, right? Because it is a quantum thing, right? It's a collapsing into a given future rather than the literally endless possible futures that are out there. I would tell you that the thing, this is the Zen point, right? The Zen point is you can't change the past, so it doesn't do any good to dwell on it except to learn something from it. And you really can't affect the future except by what you're doing now. So whatever you want, the Jungian unconsciousness, God, or just making the best use of your time, is be in the moment and affect now the change you want to see in the future. That's the only thing you can do.